Welcome to Ignite Your Confidence for women in leadership who want to speak up and stand out. I'm your host, Karen Laus. Here you'll get all of the tips and tools that you need to stand out with unshakable confidence. Let's jump in to today's episode. Today's episode is about building your digital brand. Specifically, how do you stand out with your digital presence? And I've got 6 tips for you to help you continue your journey or get started on it. A few months ago, I was asked by Athena Alliance, an executive women's group that I am a part of, to speak on this topic and do a whole talk on it for people. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And they said they wanted me to do it based on how I've built my brand. And that was the best compliment of all, because I can tell you this, I did not set out to build a specific brand around, like, this is what I'm going to do every day. And strategy-wise, my main strategy is to build relationships and share my life both personally and professionally online. And I've really come to realize how powerful visibility is, and that visibility equals opportunity. And showing up opens more doors. So my question for you to think about as we're talking through this today is, how do you feel about your digital presence? Is it something that you'd like to grow? Do you enjoy it? And maybe even thinking about yourself, are you in one of these 2 camps? Either one, I love it. I love social media. I love doing videos. I love putting myself out there. Or, oh my gosh, I'd rather run the other way. And I'm not going to lie, I feel for the introverts that are listening to this, because I can only imagine how much harder that is. Now, I do want to give a shout out to my friend, Keely Belton, who is a self-proclaimed introvert, and yet she shows up all the time, and she shows up with such brilliance. It's amazing. So she's definitely someone to watch. Keely Belton, K-E-L-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. So let's talk about a few things related to something that I'm going to share about my story, and then we'll get into the 6 tips. So I have, what I'm going to be doing is an inventory over the last 6 months of the posts that I've had and such. And I want to share with you a little bit of what my experience has been, and then we'll talk about these tips. So think about it, first of all, from the perspective of, how do you want to put yourself out there? In not just the past 6 months, but what I will tell you in general is that I am on social every day, some way, shape, or form. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't post on LinkedIn every single day most of the weeks, but I would say I'm 3 to 5 days a week. And then on Instagram, I'm in my stories pretty much every day. And then I have a post that goes out in my feed a few times a week. I focus on Instagram and LinkedIn. Instagram feeds to my Facebook, and then, of course, I post occasionally more personally on Facebook. But I also decided a while back that, first of all, I'm unapologetically myself. I don't have this separate life necessarily. Everything is integrated. And the more that I work in the world, the more as we evolve as humans in the world, the more the trend is to, everybody wants to know the human behind the brand. So think about your cadence, and let's talk about these 6 tips. The first tip is to be known for one thing. Clarify your brand message. Now, whether you work for a company or whether you work for yourself, it's deciding, who do you want to be? How do you want to show up in the world? How do you want people to feel? What do you want them to know, or what do you want them to do as a result of you showing up in the world? And think about the experience you're creating. We all create an experience with our presence and how we show up in our voice and our body language. And the presence is just as important in a digital experience, because people have nothing more to go on than what they see visually, as well as the words and the posts that you decide to put out in the world. And I would think about how you want to be perceived. And I don't mean this in an overthinking way. It's just simply, what is your specialty? And if you pick one thing, because so many people have 10 things they could do for you if you're a business owner, 10 different things does not translate well in the world in general, because we don't remember that. It will be diluted it will be unclear, and then you will just come across as somebody who doesn't really stand for anything because nobody can really figure it out. It's just, oh yeah, she does sort of, I don't know what, something with leadership, but I don't really know. So pick one thing that you stand for and have a clear message to help your audience instantly understand why they should follow you, why they should work with you. And when you have that out there, it is a magnet compared to someone that has a data dump of information or there's just so much stuff. So I would say the big thing that I would ask yourself under this one around being known for one thing, post about that. I could post about so many different things. I could post about emotional intelligence. I could post about grief work because I do that too. Executive presence, how to deliver a message, how to negotiate, how to have a difficult conversation. And that's a lot of information. So, one way, just as using that as an example, that I've reconciled that, and I've been experimenting too along the way. But one of the ways is to think, okay, all of that comes under the umbrella of having confidence in every conversation or presentation. Or another umbrella would be confident communication. So that's how I've reconciled it. But the more work that I do with people, the more I realize how much I love helping women ask for what they want. And that's what I've become more known for. So that's what I highlight in most of my posts is what did you ask for this week? How did you speak up and negotiate? And it doesn't mean negotiating necessarily a business deal every time. It's simply, what did you negotiate for dinner that night, perhaps? So be known for that one thing. So here's the question that I would ask you to ask yourself is, what do I want people to think, feel, and do when they come across your name online? The second tip is to be real. Be human. People want to connect with a human, not some bot. What this requires is a willingness to be vulnerable. And what I mean is appropriate vulnerability. Think about how you could be appropriate in that, and that builds connection and trust. It builds relationships. So, what I mean by this when I say appropriately, I just mean don't spill all of your guts on in front. Like sometimes it could be, some people can be so raw that it becomes unrelatable at that point, or it feels like it's fake. So, manufacturing, crying online and telling people everything is generally not going to be very relatable. But there could be, I'm totally in support of emotions that come up when you are doing a video or something like that. But just be mindful of how do you want people to experience you and come across. So be messy, along with this being real, is to be yourself, be authentic, and be okay with imperfection. Be messy. It's okay. Now, again, you don't want to dump all of your worries and woes on other people, but telling people, wow, this day did not go as great as I had hoped. Or here's what I'm learning this week. Here's a mistake that I made that I want to share because I hope that it helps someone else. So it's not about performing. And that's really, really important because I've also seen people try to manufacture this vulnerability where it does become a performance and you're thinking, this is so fake. So people will tell very quickly if they think that you're fake or not. So think about it this way, especially for those of you that are selling a product or a service, and I have to credit my husband for this, is to sell yourself first. Be yourself and let people know who you are, not what you're selling. They'll buy what you're selling when they know who you are. And when I worked in a corporation, I can remember our marketing person telling me if only the president and CEO of the company would be willing to share more about their personal lives, and especially the female in the relationship would have been willing to share more about balancing kids with being president and all the things that would have opened up a whole new world. And maybe that's changed. I don't know now, but I remember that really stuck with me because people want to know who the person behind the brand is. The third tip is to be of service. How can you give generously? Give and serve. Create value-driven content. Share insights, stories, tools that educate, inspire, or maybe even entertain your target audience. Think about the power of quality over quantity as well. And when you focus on something being relevant, something being of value, and not, ooh, what can I get? Ooh, I'm going to post this thing and hope I get a bunch of likes and I hope people want to do business with me. If you think about it from that perspective, you're not going to get as far as you could. But when you think about it, and let's face it, you want to be a great human. So come across in a way that is of service. What can I do that would be of value to other people? What maybe has helped you this week? So a way to think about this as an example is to post weekly tips. What's something that works? I like to call it, I'm a story spotter. I'm out in the world looking and noticing communication things. So for example, I haven't posted this yet, but I was in Orlando at TJ Maxx and they had these black leather suede boots that I wanted and they were $78 and I thought that's kind of a lot for TJ Maxx and they were all leather. So I go to the counter and I think, "Oh, I'm just going to ask if they'd be willing to put these on clearance." And so I asked and she said, "Oh, I don't think so." She was a little shy, the cashier. And I said, "Well, could you ask?" So the manager comes over and says, "Oh, let me look. Let me think." She walks away and then she comes back. She jokingly says, "I can give you $1 off." And then she goes, "No, I'm just kidding. I can give you $20 off. How does that sound?" I thought, "Wow, that sounds fantastic." So that's an example of something that I would share on social media. That is something that's just happening in my life. A lot of times we make content so complicated, or it's more the fear that we make complicated because we think, oh my gosh, I don't know what to post. How do you come up with content? I think, my gosh, there is content in droves every day in my life that I could post. So think about for yourself, what could you spot? How could you be a story spotter, an example spotter that then relates to what you're wanting to do and be in the world and put that out there so that can help someone else? So think about sharing behind the scenes moments or showcase client stories as well. I love doing that. I love celebrating people. So think about a time when, oh my gosh, this thing happened last week. I have to tell you about it. In fact, just yesterday, I was on a call with a new person and she said, "Would you like an affirmation?" I thought, well, of course I would. She opens up her hand like a deck of cards and has all these pieces of paper in it. And she goes, "I'm going to run my finger along these strips of paper and tell me when to stop, and that'll be your affirmation." So I did. And she opened it up. She's like, "Oh my gosh." And she read it to me and then she held it up on the screen. And if you'd like, you can look at this on LinkedIn because I posted this today, October 23rd. All right. That's a great example of simply coming up with an example. Number four is to be available. Engage in your content and, most importantly, other people's content, because that builds relationships with others. Comment thoughtfully. Reply to messages yourself. Don't use an AI bot to do it. That's one of the biggest mistakes that we can make. People can tell if it's not you, and you want to give your humanity and your human touch. So it could potentially help you with a collaboration. And remember that connection online is absolute currency. There is nothing more important than relationships in this world. So the more you can engage, and I would even suggest a very important thing, especially with LinkedIn, but really anywhere, is to find other people. Get outside of your circle because the algorithm starts showing you just the same people. So start finding other people and then just take some time. Even 15 minutes a day can make a huge difference. I know a guy who's got 125,000 followers on LinkedIn and he is so generous and he had a very specific strategy. I believe it was an entire year, every night from 10 to 11. And this guy had kids. He said, that was my sweet spot time of the evening. And he sent 50 DMs every night from 10 to 11. And he started building his platform that way by providing value. This wasn't pitch slapping other people. This was, let's provide value. Hey, I want to get to know you better, learn more about what you do. So be available and make sure you engage in those relationships. Number five is to be consistent. Show up regularly. You've got to have a clear rhythm. If you're not showing up regularly, it's going to be pretty challenging for people to get to know you, even once a week. Start with that. If you're not posting at all, start once a week and then review the analytics to see what resonated most with people. I'm fascinated how the times when I'm walking away from the gym or I have no makeup on, or it's a personal post, people seem to respond to that the most. It's fascinating. And then there are posts that I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be so great. And very few people responded. So it's hard to know. But you can't get down on yourself. You want to be consistent, set a weekly goal, however many times you want to post, and go with it. And over time, you will see your platform grow, especially if you're adding value. Now, I will tell you something else that I found really interesting. I didn't set out to have people come and say, oh my gosh, I love your posts because they're so positive. But that is what has been happening. A lot of times we have things in our personality that we don't even realize are unique or interesting, and it takes an outside observer or perspective to help you see that. So in the past couple of years, especially because I work a lot with women in hospitality, especially in hotels, and I'm going to a lot of those conferences, a lot of people know me in these circles now, and I've had so many people come up to me and say, I love your LinkedIn posts because they're so positive. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking, I'd really like to be known for my powerful tips. And while those are still helpful, and I get a lot of great compliments on those too, the most resonating thing for people is my positivity. But that is not something that I would have thought, oh, this is what, how I'm different. And I will tell you, thinking about why that has happened over time is the consistency. Because if you just do something every once in a while, people don't really get a sense of who you are. Number six is to optimize your online profiles. If you have not done that yet, make sure things are consistent. If you have a website, make sure all the links are working and on LinkedIn. And is there consistency among the things that you say that you do? So having a compelling bio, keywords that your audience will search for, definitely get a professional headshot and think about your profile as a digital storefront. Make sure it's clean, consistent, and aligned with your brand. So, I want to share another example, actually, three different examples. So, first of all, what led to me even talking about this and being asked to speak on this through Athena Alliance is because they noticed how my brand was showing up. And I think the post that really was the frosting on the cake for them was me showing my photo shoot in a very short video because I love to wear a lot of bright colors. And she was saying, oh my gosh, I just love that you show up with all these bright colors. So that in and of itself was unexpected. And then the other thing that happened is I hosted a networking event at my house, a speed networking event, and I posted that online. Well, would you believe? And I just posted it because it was so fun and I wanted to share with people what I was up to and how much joy we had. And I posted the 28 questions that I gave everybody at the networking event so other people could find that of value. And I had a lot of people tell me, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you posted the questions. But here's what happened. I just got business from that post from somebody in Minnesota who asked me if I could come there and do an event for her company. Super cool. Again, totally unexpected. We have to remember that we can't be attached to the outcome. We just have to take action on what we feel led to do. The third example is my dear friend Betsy, who I just met a couple of weeks ago, Betsy Jordan. And we connected because I saw her comment on somebody else's post. I clicked on that. And then I posted the next day that I was doing a keynote on helping people price their services and claim what they're worth without feeling guilty. Well, she reached out to me and said, I really want you on my podcast. Are you available? And we had a call that day. And then the podcast episode was recorded only 2 days later. So you never know what can happen. And now we're BFFs. She's so awesome. So LinkedIn, social media does not have to be a cesspool. It is real people that want to connect and are often absolutely lovely human beings. So I want to review the six tips. Be known for one thing is number one. Clarify that brand message. Number two, be real. be willing to show that vulnerability and remember you can be messy, and that's actually more relatable most of the time. Number three, be of service. How can you give generously? Get that value-driven content out there. Number four, be available, engage, and build relationships. Number five, be consistent. And number six, optimize your online profiles. As a reminder, I am here, would love to hear from you if you'd like to share ideas for a future episode or to tell me what you're struggling with related to communication and confidence, because I would love to be able to serve you in the best way possible. And as a reminder, it is so helpful to get this podcast out there in the world. If this is making a difference in your life, please, please give me a review, preferably 5 stars if you think it is worth that. But it helps us to get things out into the world so that more women can get these tips as well. Because as you may or may not know, I am on a mission to reach 10 million women so that no woman is left without a strategy ever again and not knowing what to say and how to say it. So have a wonderful rest of your day. And that's a wrap of another episode of Ignite Your Confidence. I'm your host, Karen Laus. Thank you so much for listening. If you love today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps other people find the podcast faster, and it certainly helps me. Remember, you too can stand out with unshakable confidence.